This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Hello, hello, Sound Deals listeners!
Hi, guys, it's us, your hosts, Max and Ivan.
Yes, and just like the Backstreet Boys, we are back! And we were also once in a boy band together.
We were, yes.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't work out.
No,
but that's because the artistic vision wasn't there.
No, no.
And that wasn't our fault, you know, we were just hired by a man who put us together, told us to take off our tops.
Just live in this house for a couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah, thinking back, we didn't actually record any songs.
No, every time we asked, he was quite abrupt, or he had another meeting or something. There was no music equipment in the house.
But he just called us his boys.
A lot of gym equipment.
And yeah.
His name was Jim, actually. So he said... All the stuff in the house was gym.
Technically,
gym equipment.
It was all gym equipment.
But we also did have to work out 4 times a day.
Yeah, which is a lot. I mean, it's a lot for me. You're obviously...
Well, I quite enjoyed it. But, I mean, it was, you know, it's just odd. You're spending quite a lot of time in this sort of mirrored gymnasium. And every time you, every time you write any song lyrics, you put them in this hatch that he claims is going to the producers, and then eventually you find out it's just literally a kind of, it goes into the eaves of the house and they're just sort of piling up, and some rats kind of formed a little sort of little nest.
And don't I know just about rat nests? Because that's basically what I've been doing this past week, just kind of cleaning up the rat nest.
In the warehouse?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How have you been getting on?
Not great. Turns out rats are very territorial about their nests.
So have you successfully cleaned any of them away?
I've cleaned the nests, but...
you've just done some spring cleaning to make them...
They're probably more...
You've made them nicer.
Yeah, they're nicer for the rats.
Which is very kind in a way.
It is. It's humane.
But presumably not what you were intending.
Not originally, but I've...
You've pivoted.
I've made my bed, but actually I've made the rat's bed.
Yes.
And they will lie in it.
And they will lie in it. Presumably you wouldn't be welcome.
No. God, I mean, it's much nicer than my bed, to be honest. I mean, it is my bed. They have nested onto my bed.
Oh, right. So, okay. I see why you were keen to maybe get rid of that one at the very least.
I was, but no, it wasn't meant to be.
Okay. That's the spirit.
What have you been up to this last week, Max?
I have been, I've signed up to Cameo.
Oh, lovely.
And I'm looking forward to sending out messages to absolutely anyone who signs up.
Well, I saw that actually, and I will be purchasing a Cameo from Max shortly, as soon as I've, just got the right funds, in the right place.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to that. I'm pretty sure I've had quite a few offers, but I think there's a glitch in the system or whatever. So
sure. Sometimes when there's a big backlog of stuff.
Yes, if there's too many, there's too many requests, it doesn't get through. I think is what's up there. But you can always pay me cash, and I could film it on my phone.
Unfortunately, I can't.
Ah, okie doke.
Anyway, speaking of cash, how about we delve into today's sound deals?
Yes, if you've got cash or any other means of payment, then these deals may well be for you. And the very first one we'd love to share with you today is none other than the...
Cog Swab.
Ah, the Cog Swabs.
Cog Swabs are moving fast. We would highly encourage you to pick them up ASAP. Cog Swabs, of course, an acronym.
Yes. C is for computer...
Yep, O is for organic.
And G is for golf.
Yes, absolutely. Organic golf has been, there's been a real resurgence in organic golf over the course of the last year. Obviously, golf courses have been shut, but you know what hasn't been shut? The good old-fashioned English countryside. And that's where Cog Swabs really come into their own.
And where does computer come into play, I hear you ask? Well, I'm glad you ask, because they are computerized swabs in that they are digital.
Yes, yes, it's a digi swab. And what it's designed to do is to cleanse the local area of any evidence that you've been there. Because the organizers of Organic Golf are encouraging rambling across, to use their words, anywhere you like, discovered shortly after the sport took off that it's not strictly legal according to the laws of the land.
No, and it's very different to golf.
Hugely different.
Please do not think that organic golf has anything to do with the sport of golf.
It's more like full contact rugby crossed with a sort of manhunt element. Which has made rambling through country fields a little tricky, as Ivan found when he attempted to join in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they strap the backpack on, which is a geolocation device. Then you're given it's a rudimentary gun. Then off you go into people's back gardens, and on the hunt you are.
As in, you are hunting for people?
No, I am being hunted.
You're being hunted.
I was being hunted.
Yes.
I think you can pick, but every time that I played it, I was the person being hunted.
Yes. So you are basically plunged into a sort of grand cross-country tournament. The prize is, incrementally increasing with each huntee who is caught. So the stakes really do, over time, up considerably.
And the point of the cog swab is that the swab is there for you to basically never be found out that you have played this extremely illegal game.
Yes, yes. Games can, of course, last for days, weeks, months. You can really kind of go to ground, get a little feral. There are entire communities around the Lake District of cog swab kind of towns that set up whilst, people were very much, furloughed, had little to do, and really plunged themselves into a kind of a form of modern tribal warfare. I know Ivan was unfortunately kidnapped by one for a few weeks and had an experience there, but.
Because I myself was swabbed, I can't talk about it.
Right.
But let's just say it was harrowing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, that tells us a fair amount, I suppose.
It does, but what I can't tell you is who did what and how many times. It was seven times, but that, what I won't say is who it was and how many times they did it.
You said seven.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no. Sorry, I'm just...
What was it?
They were force-feeding me a dog.
They force-fed you a dog.
Seven
times.
Seven dogs.
Oh, wow. Each time was a full dog.
Yes, Organic Golf, of course, is... I mean, look, people do call it cruel. But once kidnapped, they, as in the rules of Organic Golf, I had to do what they said. And so I had to kill seven dogs and eat them in front of them.
You really buried the... Well, in so many ways, Ivan, you buried the lead. Wow. I mean, I think I speak for the listener at home when I say I'm deeply sorry, A, for your experiences, but B, that I asked in the first place.
Yes, quite. Quite.
Did you have to catch the dogs or...
No, the dogs were just placed in the pen where I was trapped.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was an understanding.
I mean, I think I saw in their eyes that they knew that this was the most humane thing for the two of us.
The dogs knew?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. How did you dispatch them?
Well, I actually waited.
You waited them down?
I Yeah. Yeah, I just gently lay on them and weighted them down.
Well, if it was gentle, I suppose.
Very small dogs, so...
Okay, but you didn't squash them out of... You just kind of gently lent...
Just very slowly, very, very slowly weighted them down, yes.
7 times.
Oh, that was the first one.
Oh, good.
The masters, as they call themselves, asked me to change the way I killed each dog.
We truly don't need to know all the remaining 6.
But it was suffocation, strangulation.
No, absolutely fine.
One was just fist, as best I could call it.
You just confessed to fisting a dog to death.
No, with my fist.
You did.
From the front.
In a very small way, I imagine that's somehow better. Again, the rest that we don't need to go into. But the point is, once you dispatch the 7, you consume them, and
then I was set free.
You were set free.
Yeah.
And unsurprisingly, was keen for a way to to distance yourself from any connection to this game.
Quite. And that's where the swab came into play.
Absolutely. It is, as the name suggests, it's a computer, and it really does remove any trace of your involvement in the ongoing game/being litigated in court terror activity known as organic golf.
And if you search for organic golf on the internet, you won't find any trace of it because they, of course, have swabbed themselves.
They're swabbing diligently, yes.
And it goes to show how strong the swabbing process is.
Yes, absolutely. The proof is in the pudding, and there is no pudding to be found online. So to all of those of you who wish to engage in organic golf, please
don't.
I was going to say play responsibly, but perhaps just simply do not, under any circumstances, get involved. If someone suggests you might want to pop a little weighted backpack on for a bit of fun, just say no.
But if you must, then the cog swab is for you.
Absolutely. In fact, as we're selling the cog swab, I just like to go back on my previous statement and say it's actually a bit of harmless fun. Give it a go. Life is all about experiences. You don't know if you're going to like something until you've tried it. Cog swabs.
Two-timer.
How we loved the two-timer. This is a extraordinary deal, and you are very, very lucky to have the option to buy it. The two-timer is, it's one of the landmark pieces that has come through the warehouse.
It's been such a revelation. Using the two-timer for me personally. I know that you decided against trying it, which is completely your call.
Absolutely. I defer to the man who must.
Yes, and I must.
And you dust. You did. You dust. You did.
I did. I did. And indeed I dusted.
Yes.
Because the two-timer certainly leaves you a little dusty after using it.
It leaves you dusty because it's a slight misspelling. It should be toe timer. It's a watch which goes on your toe, and it is quite something. Mostly watches on the wrist. The occasional eccentric fop might have a pocket watch, but rare is the bounder who delights those he's with a little watch on your toe.
And what time is it, Max? Do you want to ask me?
What time is it, Ivan?
Well, let me just take my shoe off.
Okay.
And my sock.
Yeah.
And it's I need to kick my foot to get it going.
Yep.
There we go.
It's motion powered.
It is motion powered, and I have been standing still for the last 5 minutes, so it has stopped.
You've got to keep moving.
And if I then just plug it in to the Ethernet,
there we go. So it resets to the correct time,
and it's 2:30.
Great, really lovely. And And I think, I mean, I think you've heard from that. In a sense, need we say more? I mean, who needs to tell the time? Everybody. Who has toes? Most people. Not everyone. But for those who do, the two-timer's for you.
Yeah, yeah. And we are going with the two-timer as a product name because that's how the patent went through.
Yes.
Obviously, when we say two-timer, please know that the scientists behind this product did want to call it the toe timer, but there was a mistake made in the forms.
It was a very simple mistake made, and we are legally prohibited from calling it the toe. You get it. You get it.
But it's the two timer. But it's a watch for your toes.
It's for your toes, and you know you'll be left in the dust in a good way whenever you want to check the time. If Anne was sort of scraping around on the floor trying to get it to work, there's a bit of a I'll say it looked like it would have been a rewarding setup process by the time you got to the end of it.
Yeah My goodness me. I mean, who doesn't want a little bit of a challenge in their life?
Absolutely. These days, do you know what, these days things, and I mean all things, are just too bloody easy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Whereas this, the two timer, you know, it's what's great about this product is that you can't wear it in the sun.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Which Ivan discovered, you know, the hard way, or rather the hot way.
Oh, yes. And it does get hot. So it really does. It's recommended that you wear it under the cover of shoes and socks.
Yes, absolutely. And you can kind of feel it nicely compacted there as it's pulled into your toe by that double layer. So,
yeah. And I opted for the middle toe.
Yeah.
But you can wear it on any toe, depending on how big your toes are.
Yeah, probably not the big toe.
No, I don't think it goes that big.
And the little toe would be far too too small. But probably one of the...
Unless you're a very, you know, big gentleman with big toes, then the little one might
just about.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, there's fun to be had. It gives you something to think about. You can, I think it's fair to say, again, I didn't have the great opportunity to try it on, but I could see from the way Ivan was walking with a rather fetching sort of one hip forward, one knee slightly crooked, the leg kind of dragging behind him in a fetching sort of way.
I think the great thing about this product is even though you can't see someone wearing it, you know they're wearing it.
Yes, it's like, you know, the Masons have a secret handshake. The two-timer wearers have a very public way of getting about the place, which at the start of the day is a fairly prominent limp, and by the end of the day is really just dragging yourself by your hands and knees along the street or wherever you might need to be going.
Quite.
Because it's not, I mean, it's not light.
No, it's the opposite of light. It's surprising how heavy it is for something relatively small, because it will fit inside a shoe.
Yes.
But the shoe, of course, in question is the shoe that it comes with.
The two-timer must live beneath the shoe timer. It's the piece of designer footwear. It's bulbous. It's winningly bulbous. And you know, if you can imagine, I mean, it'd be unfair to describe it as a clown shoe.
That would be unfair. I mean, it's obviously of the same proportions as a clown shoe, and it is bright red.
Yes, but that's just a fetching colour.
Well, quite.
So if you can imagine that, maybe a distant cousin of the clown shoe, but designed to perfectly capture the product within.
Indeed. And of course, the two-timer can only be worn on a left toe. So
yes,
the product always does come with just the one left shoe that encases it. Because why would they send you another shoe?
Well, that would be a waste of money. And
they wouldn't be enclosing any other kind of watch device, timekeeping device.
No. They want to pass those savings on to you. So that's why it comes with one shoe. And I believe you do have to find a sock that fits that whole situation. Is that
yes? Although I can actually recommend just 10 carrier bags that kind of bulks out the bulks out the shoe space just about right.
Right. So instead of a, I didn't realize it. Instead of a sock, you've been wearing just 10 regular supermarket carrier bags.
Well, I've been stuffing them inside the shoe to kind of, you know, I'm a size 8 foot, which I think is actually quite respectable.
It's a different conversation. Bit strange, but, you know, yeah.
So, yeah, 10 carrier bags will let you walk without the shoe falling off.
No, but it'll still have that distinctive drag.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes time to remove the two-timer...
Oh, thank God.
There will be... firstly, it'll feel great. Secondly, there may be reminders on your body of where the two-timer once lived.
Quite. And, you know, for those who are or have been married, they will well know that when that ring comes off, the mark stays there as a reminder, gentle reminder of the wonderful times you had together that maybe aren't to be anymore. And, you know, maybe it's something that wasn't ever meant to be. But for a moment, you and your wife had a wonderful time. And now, you know, you're taking a break and that's OK. And she's moving on. And you can put the ring back on and pretend you're married. And when you take it off, the ring mark is still there.
Still there, it might be, but in your new chapter of this hypothetical world, you might have access to all manner of extraordinary new experiences and might have had the opportunity to spend 30 fruitful days dragging a dense steel cannonball attached to your left toe around and around the warehouse, making a fetching circular shape on the ground, which is proof positive of the great time you had, and perhaps in many ways the only ring that you need.
Well, get that two-timer today.
Is she letting you see?
No. But she wants the ring back.
Really?
Brandbassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Yes, we've got Tom Parry in the studio today. How are you, Tom?
Oh, absolutely delighted to be here. You know, we've been really struggling to push this product. I think podcasting is the way to go about it.
This is what we're saying. That's our catchphrase here at Sound Deals. Podcasting is the way to go about it.
It's a good catchphrase. Yeah, it's a good catchphrase.
It's very straightforward, and it's what we believe. Podcasting is the way to go about it. And what exactly is the it that we're going about this week? It is, of course,
crumbed linen.
It's crumbled linen.
Crumbed linen,
please. And that is a common mistake that a lot of people make, because obviously everyone's used to linen being crumpled, sure. But this is crumbed linen, you see. That's the bold innovation. You like your linen, you're going to love it crumbed.
Right. You're thinking outside the box of crumpled linen.
Yes, but we're very much thinking within the box of crumbs that we've invested in. Over 5,000 boxes of crumbs, actually.
Over 5,000 boxes of crumbs, each box containing over 5,000 crumbs. Famous.
Oh, I mean 5,000 crumbs isn't a lot of crumbs, actually.
No, it's almost the size of a sugar cube, really. But
yeah, they're very small boxes.
Yes, they're matchbox sized. But a few crumbs go a long way.
And
one of our many catchphrases.
If you buy right now, they'll throw in a few boxes extra.
Really?
Yeah. So you can crumb your linen every week.
Fantastic.
And can you tell us why, Tom, you're not just putting your face and voice to this product. You are the man behind inventing it, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a story as old as time. You're drunk at a wedding, you know, you've lent on some syrup and you know, the bread's gone. And, I there I was, linen suit on, of course. It was a winter wedding. And I lent on an old bread plate. Up I come, my linen's crumbed. And I have never had more compliments than I had that day. You know, people just loved my vibe. They loved what I was wearing. They loved the look. And I thought, well, do you know what? This is something that hasn't been seen before. And I'm the man to get it out there.
Absolutely. And that's a timely reminder that it's not just bed sheets and linen of that nature. It is very much a ready-to-wear menswear collection, which Tom is selling here. He's wearing a gorgeous crumbed linen suit. Ivan and I both dress head-to-toe in crumbed linen today.
Yeah, and how are you finding that, boys? How does it feel?
It's been an interesting experience sitting and indeed standing and walking in this
outfit. Yeah, I mean, we should talk about the pigeons, right?
Yeah, yes.
Pigeons love a man in crumbed linen.
Pigeons do love a man in crumbed linen. They will not leave a man in crumbed linen alone. And if you want to make an entrance, I can recommend wandering down the high street as I did this morning in Catford, chased by 600 or 700 pigeons each, you know, wanting to get a piece of me.
Bring that tuppence a bag vibe to every business meeting. You know, that's kind of one of the slogans we're going for.
Am I right in saying that at that wedding, they released a bunch of doves and then the doves all landed on you specifically?
Yeah, I mean, when I said I was very popular and I've never had so much attention, it was mainly from the doves. Yeah. And also the mice and the rats. It was an outdoor, it was a marquee wedding. And it was a marquee day for me and the business because I got straight home and patented crumbed linen.
And for reasons of transparency, we should clarify that there was a bit of blood spilt that day when Tom interacted with those animals, and it wasn't entirely consequence free.
Well, look, we finally answered the question that Prince asked of what does it sound like when doves cry? I don't think that's exactly his lyrics, but.
Yeah.
Words to that effect.
But it sounds as though their mouths are gummed up with syrup and crumbs.
Crumb.
And a little bit, and a little bit of linen.
And I'm just reading.
Look.
I'm just reading the little tag inside my my underpants here, and it says, "Do not wash."
Of course not, because I think just below that, it'll see the ingredients, syrup and crumb and a little bit of linen. Now, obviously, if you start to wash, then the syrup's going to come off. And then once the syrup's off, then your linen ain't staying crumbed for much longer, my friend. So, please don't. I think I'm a firm believer in the fact that if you hang something up and put it near a wall, it's as good as clean, you know? So that's kind of what we're encouraging is... Don't put it by a window, obviously, because of the birds. Put it on a hanger, stick it near a wall, give it a couple of days, stick it back on.
And you know, by now, we will throw in a couple of hangers.
We certainly will. Hangers that are themselves covered in crumbs and a linen outer shell and a little bit of syrup, all on brand.
Absolutely right. In a word, am I confident in this product? Completely. You know, like I think, you know, we've already had some celebrity endorsements. Do you remember John Fashanu, who used to host Gladiators? Do you remember him?
Yes. Yeah.
My cousin works with his nephew, and his nephew's tried on some crumbed linen.
Eric Fashanu, exactly.
So, you know, that's what we've got. That's what we've got at the moment. That's, you know, Eric Fashanu, at the forefront of our new Fashanu range. That's
it's a high Fashanu range. Stunning. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Tom.
My pleasure.
As ever, we like to offer unique deals for our customers. What do people get over and above the usual crumb linen purchase if they buy today on Sound Deals?
Oh, you will also get some cotton ham, which is, you know, well, look, we're in early days with this product. I'm not quite sure yet whether the cotton's wearing the ham or the ham's wearing the cotton. But either way, I've got 5,000 boxes of cotton and a shitload of ham in the car.
Well, it sounds like it'd make a perfect pocket square for your suit right now.
That is all we have time for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much to the entrepreneurial mind of Tom Parry.
Oh, the crumbed linen was and is a massive hit.
Absolutely. And for more of Tom Parry, do listen to his array of podcasts. He is part of Pappies, and they have a fantastic selection of podcasts. Flat Slam, Beef Brothers, and the other one. House Meeting. Yeah, the other one. But thank you, Tom, for joining us. An absolute pleasure. Please do come back to the warehouse. Speaking of the warehouse, I'm going to leave the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
In a min.
Are you sure?
Fairly sure.
Because I think I've actually managed to commune with the rats.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to sit on the bed without being
bitten,
then I think
they would allow.
I think I could make that happen.
Is it just a purely telekinetic kind of connection?
Yeah, no, I mean it's that, and it's also it is throwing some of the crumb linen at them.
Right, okay, to distract them.
Yeah, for a
moment. Well, that's a very enticing offer to
so
sit
if you fancy
to
it.
Sit briefly on the rat bed whilst the rats are distracted. I can't think of a good reason not to, but I've actually got my first cameo request has come in.
Hello.
It is from a Jim who he'd like me to say hello. I'm a big strong boy and I've been doing. Okay, I'm not going to say that.
How much is he offering to pay?
It's not bad.
Okay.
Have a quick look.
Okay, £12.
I can forward him your details.
I'd love that, actually.
Okay. He says I'll think about it.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
Great. Well, I mean, good luck. Good luck with the rats.
Oh, thank you.
And with the crumbed linen. Have a cracking evening.
And you have a great week.
I surely will. Thank you all. That's all we've got time for. Oh, hold on a minute. What's that?
Sorry.
I think
that's the sound of some product recalls,
that's
actually.
So weird. I've never heard that alarm before.
That's odd.
I mean, that's a first in the Sound Deals warehouse, but the first time for everything.
Well, let's just rattle through them.
Yeah, absolutely. Emphasis on the rat.
Reaper Rope.
Reaper rope kept fraying, which meant it had to be fixed all the time because, as the saying goes, you reap what you sow.
Justice Pashmina.
Justice Pashmina was actually the name of Ivan's solo project album, and apologies again to all who downloaded Justice Pashmina.
But thank you for those who downloaded it, and just watch out for another EP coming out soon.
Surely not, Ivan.
Handsome Horse.
Yeah, the Handsome Horse was not for kids.
It was not for kids.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.